This is the sound of lunchtime at Herb's Carryout in Garden City, Kansas. It's old school, a place where the burger is ground from meat purchased at the local butchers, the pies and the cookies are made from scratch, and your order is made after you place it. Gary Whitehurst has owned and tended Herb's for the past 18 years.
Herb's was started in 1963. Herb Petrus. Herb was an army cook and was a baker from Herman, Missouri. His family was in the wine business, grape raisers. He bought these properties. The original Herb's was just like this American Family building over here, sitting right out front. In 87, he tore it down and built this. For a lot of us, Herb's was a cool place. You know, at lunch at junior high, we came across the street. You know, there was fights at Red 66 or Red City Service and the Dairy Queen and, you know, and all those things and under the water tower. But Herb's would come over and he'd have these, like this first glass bin here, he'd have it full of hamburgers. I mean, it'd be trays with five stacked high, and just those little chairs there. There was 23 chairs around the front of the deal. No seating. And you walked in and you sat down or you stood in. Candy galore. Those stick candy and bubble gum and everything I got in trouble for by Mrs. Krug over in ninth grade. That's what we got over here. And we had a lot of fun at Herb's, you know, and cookies. Back in those days, he made these great big old homemade donuts, and people love those. Of course, his pies. He used to make pies for all the restaurants. When he opened this place up, he just kind of, Herb was a very simple guy that had a good talent on how to make pies and cookies, and so it was in the early 80s. I'm a fairly decent cook, and I've always wanted to be. I wanted a restaurant of my own, and in looking at that, I found that a man of my means had no right having a restaurant, so it was too expensive. And Herb and I talked. I'd run over here and get a grilled ham and cheese, you know, on the run when I worked for UPS, and so you know things like that. As time went on, we agreed on the price.
Herb's is a tradition for many customers, like Betty Alexander. I asked her when she started coming.
I think it must have been sometime in the 60s.
Really?
My husband and I came here just about every time we came to town. We had a family, small family, and they liked what Herb served, or whoever was here before he was. So we came here.
Larry Alexander continues that tradition.
Arlen and Betty's my folks, and they would be in the middle of a harvest. Mom would come get groceries for the whole crew and find out that before she got home, there was a meal she needed to get to the field, so she'd stop by Herb's and get 15, 20 hamburgers and just divvy them out. You know, that let the combine drivers keep going or whatever they wanted to do. So she'd feed a whole crew now and then before she got her homemade meal made back on the farm. They had 8 kids, and Dad farmed with Granddad and Dwayne, and had a lot of hustle and bustle, you know. So this fit pretty well right in.
Christine Escalada shares that sentiment. I ask her how long she's been coming to Herb's.
Oh, forever.
Really? How long is forever?
Yesterday? No. We used to patronize the place when Mr. Herb...
When Herb was here?
Yeah.
Really?
My parents, us, the whole family.
After almost 50 years, the tradition of Herb's Carryout will end on November 21st.
You know, I prayed real hard about closing this place and staying open. Maybe harder staying open than I did closing. But you look at things and you see, you know, people say, what are you doing with all your money? Because everybody thinks you make a fortune, you know. And, you know, and all I do with my money is I write checks. Mm-hmm. I write employee checks. I write Social Security checks. I write tax checks. I write commodity checks. That's it. There's never anything left for my bank book. I haven't taken a paycheck, a rent check for 6 or 8 months here. I haven't, and that's why you have a place like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I figured if I'm not going to make enough money to pay myself, do the rent thing, then there's no reason to be here.
This is how Gary would like Herbs to be remembered.
When they think of Herbs, they think of sweet, fresh, quality. Man, I miss that cookie. You know, those are the things.
And what's next for Gary Whitehurst when this chapter ends?
Life.
And things like fishing, grandkids, ball games, and spending time with his wife. And the final line Gary writes in this chapter.
God bless everybody, and thank you for all the good years.
For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.